Welcome to the Carlin and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, what have you been doing to yourself lately? I've heard a little whisper that you've won a rally car or something. What's that all about?
I'm taking up a new sport, Rob.
You're joking. Can you dribble? Can you dribble while you drive?
I'm a good dribbler. Especially into my goatee, it gets a bit wet and sloppy, but, you know. Luckily, last year I was 50. Don't know if you remember that. I mean, I know you're a bit older than me, but I was 50 last year, and some lovely people, some of my colleagues at work, put in together, and they got me this half-day rally driving experience. And so I booked it in, and off I went. I went up to Truro, they've got a Walkerville Car Club, have a track up there, and this company, which we'll talk about, they run the day. So I love car racing stuff, as you know. And normally I'm sitting on the other side of the fence, but to actually be in the car was great fun.
I know Walkerville is a big suburb, but to extend all the way out to Truro, that's a big backyard.
Massive backyard, but these guys are a sporting car club. Like, you've got the sporting car club that run all the tarmac stuff, like they run the hill climb, and down at Malala they run the historic racing and stuff like that, and these guys do all the off-road stuff. So these are the guys, when you see the SA Rally, like, they're the guys who are helping out on checkpoints and organising stuff. And, of course, a lot of them in the club also, they also race.
So this organisation, rallyschool.com, what exactly do they do? They've got how many cars?
Well, there were three, and these are full-spec rally cars. These are cars that have actually raced in the Australian Rally Championship. So they're not just cars done up. They've got the full roll cage. Like, they're actually competition cars. And they had three WRX STIs. They had a couple of Mitsubishi Evos, and so all the car people listening will know what they are. And they also had, so they're all four-wheel drive turbocharged cars, and then they had the Subaru BRZ, which is a rear-wheel drive, and so that was a very different car to drive, fun car to drive. That was the last one I drove, but the very different than the four-wheel drives.
I'd be very interested to hear how you got yourself inside the car.
They should have, actually, what... I paid a little bit extra to get an SD card, and all of my driving was filmed. So they've got a camera set up, which is great, and so they just put it in. But I don't film you getting in the car, because that would have been fun in itself. But, yeah, trying to get – I had a little panic attack because I read the fine print just before I went up there, and it said if you're over 190 centimetres, which I am, and if you're over 130 kilos, which I'm not, you can't fit in. I thought, damn, I'm not going to do it. So I rang them, and I said, look, I'm not 130 kilos, but I am 196 centimetres. And what, can I still come? And they said, yeah, you'll only fit in one car, though. But I got them all. I made myself get in all of them.
As you do?
Well, you get in there, you fold your... Luckily, I'm not that flexible. So I reckon if I can get in, then most people could. But I did speak to the guy, Mick, who runs the show and owns it all and sets it up. We were chatting because we were talking about that, but, you know, he said, like, if you are too big, we just can't have you in there, because if the car does roll or something like that, we just can't get you out. So there is some safety stuff, obviously. And you are, like I said, it's a full car with the full roll cage. So you got your racing harnesses, a whole lot.
So just to expand a little bit on what rally car driving is, I mean, obviously you got tracks, and I don't suppose there's too many follows down there, but you would have creeks, et cetera. So what's a lap in a rally car? Just talk us through it.
Well, they've got a setup up there. Well, they've got a whole range of tracks. So it's fairly flat. It's you go through Truro, come over the hill, heading down towards Blanchetown, and off to your left there, obviously a lot of scrub land there, but that's where they've got the tracks set up. So, and there's a quite a big area, and they've got lots of different tracks, different length ones. So there's not a lot of trees around, which I was grateful for. But it is quite good dirt tracks, lots of different surfaces there, and they set that up for that purpose. And I guess the we did a couple of different tracks, and each one was probably maybe 800 kilometres to a kilometre long, something like that. So lots
800 metres to
800 metres, yeah. So lots of twists, lots of bends, and short straights. But I think the fun part is obviously on dirt. And as they pointed out in the briefing and the introduction, driving on dirt is very different than what you might be used to on tarmac or on the road, and so you have to have very different lines. And so they set the tracks up with witches' hats, and the instructors were fabulous. Like, they had a different person in each car. You know, I got to go in four cars, and so but they give you a lot of feedback, and they basically follow. My job was, I said, look, I'm up here to listen to you. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. And I found that really worked because they were great teachers, and they would give you all the cues at the right time, and you just had to follow the instructions. So it was a great day. I'd recommend it to anyone.
What is the suspension like on those vehicles?
They're hard. You can certainly feel the bumps and stuff on the road. And like you're sitting in a racing seat, which is very different than sitting in your normal car. There's not the sort of all the support you get from your normal suspension in your seat. So they're certainly tight fitting. You got your racing harness on, and you got your helmet and all that sort of gear on. So it's very different sitting in a car like that than it is in a normal car. I remember years ago I got to race Speedway up at Murray Bridge, and that was the first thing that really hit me. I'm sort of, you're stuck in there, and you can't even see the gear stick because you're so tight and you sort of everything's locked in. So you really got to do things by feel. But they're quite hard suspension cars.
Now, you were saying before about how it's been filmed. Does the video sort of look at sort of where you're going as well as looking at your face?
It just looks at where you're going. And it's funny because I swear I was like, I could have won the World Rally Championship. I was going that fast. And you feel like you're doing, like yes, the car slides a bit and you're doing this and you power on and you think, I'm pretty good at this. And then when you watch the footage back, it's like driving Miss Daisy, you know. You're really hardly turning the wheel. And compare that, and one of the good that we're talking, after is they do a hot lap at the end, like one of the drivers takes you out, and that's when you realise, man, you were just like, you're like a nana out there.
Was that filmed as well so you could compare the two?
It was, yeah, and like the difference between my driving and Howie, who was a mate of mine, took me out there, the difference between the two is chalk and cheese.
Gee, when you talk about Howie, that's Howard Ryan, isn't it?
Yeah, Howard, who, in fact, it was funny because I met Howard years ago in the Subaru Four-Wheel Drive Club, and I knew Howie was, still is a rally car driver, and so when I got up there, and there he was, so we had a good chat, it was nice to catch up. And in the end, I didn't get to drive in his. He wasn't in the car as my instructor, but he took me for the hot lap, and he did not hold back. I can tell you.
Just talk us through some of the emotions that you felt on the day.
Well, actually, it's a bit. I certainly felt apprehensive because you're getting in a car, and they did point out that if you crash it, you're going to own it. So I didn't really want to own a rally. I mean, actually, I wouldn't mind owning a rally car, but not in that sense. So they do a briefing, and so certainly there's some apprehension. And when you get, once you're strapped in there and you're on that track, I certainly had a few sweaty palms. But I think, once again, you just think, okay, well, I'm going to listen to these guys. I know what I'm doing. I'm pretty safe. Don't do anything silly. And you got four goes. And so each go, you can sort of get out there and you sort of feel a bit more comfortable, and so you go a bit harder. It's funny, the second car I got in, the Evo, did not have the same brakes as the STI, the WRX. And so even little things like that, you're sort of coming down the straight and the guy will be going, yep, changing the fourth, go a bit harder. And then brakes, I'm going, yep, I am braking. But
nothing there.
Well, there was a bit there, but it was just, again, like anything, jump from one car into another and you've just got to get used to it. So, but they make it... you are safe. You're in a full roll cage car, and you're not going that silly speeds. It's all control stuff. So,
for many of our listeners, obviously they drive automatics. Now, you obviously drive manual. What's the experience like where you actually have to use the gears?
You actually start to see how much input the drivers have to have. You know, like again, I drive automatics all the time. Now, I grew up driving manuals, but. When you're coming, like you're thinking you're braking, you're trying to get your lines right, you're changing gears, you're trying to judge your speed, you're turning into a corner, you know, like the car slides, and so you're trying to control that. And they talked us all through how to, like, steer the car and set the car up for a corner and how you brake in a nice straight line and then turn the car. And so the four-wheel drives, the all-wheel drives are very different because once you basically got it going straight and you power on, it goes where you want, whereas the rear-wheel drive, if you're too heavy on the accelerator, it will just keep sliding and spin out. So they certainly teach you all that sort of stuff. But again, when you're, like anything, when you're a learner or a beginner, trying to keep all that in your mind and get everything to work as you'd like it to work can be a bit challenging.
It kind of sounds like a good exercise for young people that have had a license for a year or two to try just to sort of experience how a car works, because a lot of them take automatics for granted, but driving a rally car, obviously, you're an extension of the gear stick and the steering wheel.
I think it would. I mean, yeah, and that's the point I made to one of the instructors. That I'm just going to forget everything that I think I know about driving, because I think that's one of the things, like, we all think because we drive a car every day that we know how to drive. And the reality is, when you're looking at these guys racing, whether it's on a track or on a rally track or whatever it might be, the level of driving and the type of driving is completely different. And even like getting my motorcycle license, you start to realise there's a lot more to learn. And so, but people, we just think we're good at doing all that stuff. But when you're in a different scenario, when a car is out of control and is sliding and all those type of things, which a lot of kids do, you know, I mean, they get their learners, they're sitting next to mum or dad, their instructor, and all of a sudden they're on their P's and they get out and do on a dirt road or whatever, and it's, you know, all of a sudden the car's doing very different things. So I think that sort of this stuff, or, you know, the defensive driving things are great for anyone of any age, really, because... especially men, I reckon. I was listening to the guys up there, and everyone sort of thinks they're crash hot drivers.
Yeah.
Until you get out there, and then you realise, man, I've got a lot to learn.
Well, it's been very interesting. We'll have to sort of touch on this type of subject a little bit later. Perhaps we'll go out and do a rally drive in the forest sometime in the future.
Your car or mine?
Well, I'm talking about when they do the rally drives, mate. It won't be my car, that's for sure. Anyway, that's it for another Carlo and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.